All right. I want to apologize. We appear to be slightly in disarray only because we had an executive session from 6 to 7 that went right up to 7 o'clock. And so it meant that we left the executive session and came here and we're trying to get organized. Now, es necesario en español. We need a statement in Spanish from a truly fluent español más o menos terrible estudio. Oh, very good. Okay. We have a system for translation for monolingual Spanish speakers. And that, where is that system? Is it here? Ah! Oh, Jennifer Kaiser. What's her name?
Jennifer Kaiser.
Oh, thank you. We will actually call this meeting to order in 1 minute and counting 1 minute, so everyone should get an agenda. We are actually working, we're actually behind schedule already, so we want to move ahead. Okay. In about 30 seconds, we'll call this meeting to order.
Oh, did Victor help me?
Oh, bless his heart.
Oh, good.
Mansoor is starting a public comment list.
And
when you make a statement, anyone wants to have a Spanish translation, where is the equipment? It's over here.
Okay, atención, aquí.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it wasn't very loud. It wasn't very loud. Yeah.
All right. The chair, noting the presence of a quorum, calls this meeting to order. KPFK Local Station Board LSV meeting Thursday, July 21, 7 p.m., UCLA Downtown Labor Center. You should all have proposed agendas in front of you. In keeping with our new board policy, public comment will come before all votes. And a period of open public comment will come later in the meeting, the unused portion. Boy, those windows don't have any great. How long will it be before the sun goes
down? It's going down.
Okay. I need a timekeeper.
I am.
Well, yeah, that's right, but I think it's in addition to Sarah. A timekeeper who will carefully put on a piece of paper 30 minutes and subtract from those 30 minutes as the public comments on votes. The chair, consistent with board policy, will be calling on speakers throughout the meeting for public comment, not just at the end, not just during public comment session. So I need a board member who could put like 30 minutes down and then keep track. Oh, would you do that?
No, I don't know.
I can do that.
Oh, you can. Okay. Sarah will do that as well. And I'll just tell the listener sponsors that before we go to vote, the chair will recognize two or four comments from the public on these votes. I'd like you to go to agenda item one, call to order and call of the roll. Would the secretary call the roll?
Sure. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Dave Allison?
Here.
Sarah Amir?
Here.
Maria Armudian here. Rodrigo Argueda.
Yes.
Lydia Brazan here. Marie Spiri.
Yeah.
Israel Pira.
Here.
Bill Gallegos.
Gallegos.
Turner Gluck. Jan Goodman here. Terry Goodman.
Here.
Kimberly Keene.
Here.
Sonali Pohatkar.
Here.
Arturo Limos.
Here.
Casey McFall.
Here.
Alan Minsky.
Here.
Ed Curl.
Here.
Raisa Poor. Margaret Preska.
Here.
Julie Rodriguez.
Here.
Madeline Schwab.
Here.
Donna Warren.
Here.
John White.
Here.
Lamont J.
Here.
Very good. The attendance for this meeting was extremely good. This is the teacher coming out at me. Now, welcome and acknowledgments very, very briefly later. We're very proud to be back at the UCLA Downtown Labor Center. You may know that Governor Schwarzenegger may be aware that Governor Schwarzenegger vetoed funding for this center and also for UC Berkeley Labor Center and others. That doesn't mean it's closing, definitely not. La lucha continua. But we may have a 1 minute update from someone from the UCLA Labor Center. There is a strong, strong movement now to secure the funding the governor vetoed. Let's go ahead, review and approval of the agenda. Everyone should have this agenda, and actually listener sponsors should have some. Chair recognizes...
Do you have any extras over there? I don't have any.
Yes, actually.
Mansoor,
yeah.
Can I have one
too,
please? Yeah, I don't have one either.
Oh, I put them out. I thought I put them in.
Well, you put them out, but we didn't collect them in.
Okay, on agenda, the SAC begins with Terry Goodman and then Alan Minsky and Sonali Kalhatkar. Chair recognizes Terry.
Please add 1D, motion on committee structure.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Motion on committee structure. 1D.
Okay. 1, agenda item what?
1D, here.
1D.
Yeah, right here.
Okay.
It's 3-1-D. Yeah.
Oh. It's actually agenda item 3. That's what I was confused. It's agenda item 3, old business under 1D would be committee structure. Any objections to that alteration to the agenda? Seeing no objection, that will be added. Agenda item 3, 1D. Next on is, actually, yes, but I have a stack. I'm going to put you on the stack, Margaret. I believe it was Alan, and then Sonali, and then Margaret.
Yeah.
Yes, and then David.
I'm aware of people who come for public comment today, and the two things are, is I don't think they're here to comment on specific votes. And so they won't be able to speak until about 11:15. So I'm wondering if possible we could move some of the remainder of public comment up in the agenda 1 and 2. Our present system, of course, if the 30 minutes is filled around votes, then there's no time left for open public comment, which I don't think serves.
No,
That's not going to happen. We are definitely going to have public comment.
But can we move it up on the agenda?
Yes. Let's have a concrete proposal where we should have a block of public comment earlier, halfway through the meeting. Would you...
sure. I would say between 3 and 4, or between 2 and 3, whatever. 3 and 4.
Agenda item 3. We're looking at Roman numerals. Roman numerals 3 and 4.
So right before the GM report.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so that would be...
Make it 10 minutes.
Public comment.
How about 8 minutes?
Public comment, 15 minutes.
No, not 15.
No. Well, I suppose I get to make the proposal, so I'll say 11 minutes.
Okay.
And where is it between
3
and
4? Between 3 and
4.
So
that ends Roman numeral 3 and 4,
before
Roman numeral 4. Okay. Is there any objection to that 11-minute public comment? seeing none, then I'm going to add that to the agenda. Next on the stack is Sonali.
There's just a few items on there that don't have time, like for, maybe I'm looking, I don't know. So, like, for example, in Roman numeral 3, how are we splitting up the time?
You know what? Okay. There are four there, and there's only 20 minutes, so
right.
It was basically going to be 5 minutes each.
Okay.
Hopefully, some will take less, and maybe some will have others. Next on the agenda is, on the stack is Margaret.
Okay, just wanted to find a place where we could make a brief announcement on the discussion of the Black Latino forums that we had raised at the board before. There are copies with a proposal that are around to the board members, but we just wanted to get a sense of the board because we'd like support from the board in terms of moving ahead with this project. So would that be...
I'm going to propose that comes after what is now agenda item 8 and before 9, or along with 9. In other words, the town hall meeting...
Well, we're going to have it after 9.
No, yeah, after the town hall meeting. In other words, the town hall meeting is going to have a report under agenda item 9, and because, while this may not be a town hall meeting, it's in the same spirit of a public forum. So I will suggest we add it to agenda item 9 following town hall meeting.
Okay, well, I may not be here by then, so maybe someone...
Is there anyone else who can make that report?
How much time do you need?
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Uh-huh. Is there anyone else who can make that report if Margaret can't be here?
Yeah.
Kimberly.
Yeah.
Kimberly.
Okay. Okay. All right,
but
next on the
agenda. It's not possible to have it any earlier. 2 minutes.
2 minutes? Well, if the body should decide this, is there a concrete proposal other than the one that we've just made? You want to make a concrete proposal and see if the body will support it, to Margaret?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be good if a brief announcement were made right before the public comment. It's integral in the thing, is participation of the community. And literally, it's 2 minutes. Everybody has a written thing. So
yeah,
I have to go
so it's
the
literally line. 2 minutes. Okay, then the concrete proposal she's making, it would be agenda item 3, which is old business, and this has been discussed before. It would be number 5. It would be agenda item 3, number 5.
Okay.
And that would be if I may use this shorthand, it's the black-brown organizing around a public forum in the community. The shorthand has been like the issues that have been raised at Jefferson High, but it's much broader than that.
Okay, so 22 minutes for all business.
Yeah. Without any comment, I'm just going to, if you'll just in kind of give the chair this moment, I would just like to have Sam, compañero Dele, who's out from the Lancaster, where is Dele? At the reception for Delhi, we said, after he totally politically organized the Lancaster Detention Center, then he was willing to come out. But he got that place fully and completely organized.
John, can I not see anything?
Do what?
Can I not see anything?
Okay, in one sentence.
Delhi is going to give his first interview on Uprising next Tuesday at 8. Right. 8 to 9 a.m., the full hour. So listen in if you want to get it.
Okay, the chair recognizes, we're trying to approve this agenda. The chair recognizes David Adelson.
Yeah, the national board report, at least my portion of it, is going to deal a lot with finances and national finances and how they may affect us locally. So there's 18 minutes for the PMB director's report and 50 minutes for the finance committee, and I guess that's mainly about the local budgeting process, and I'm wondering, can we have a little more, can we have some of that 50 minutes to deal with the national finance situation? Because it's complex, there's a lot to it, and I would really like the opportunity to address it.
How much time do you need for?
Well, I'm wondering if maybe, unless people want me to, I don't know, like another 10 minutes, I think. I think it's going to flop through the whole discussion anyway. That we'll end up talking about it.
I would so move if necessary.
Well, okay.
Like, come from the finance committee and put it together, or acknowledge that it's going to be talked about.
Okay, I'm going to just schmooze this. The finance budget report, I think, let me ask Casey and Lamont and all of Terry. Do you think that this is a block of over 1 hour on finance and budget that you can accommodate without us tinkering much more with this agenda, that we can tinker and bring in national budget issues, national finance issues in that over 1 hour period? Okay. Hearing that and seeing some nodding, we won't change the agenda, but we'll try to accommodate the directors as well. All right, if there are no other alterations, the chair will entertain a motion to approve the agenda as altered. It's been moved and seconded. If there's no discussion, we don't need the question called. If there's no discussion, all right, seeing no further discussion called for, those in favor of accepting this agenda as altered and refined, raise your voting card.
Raise your voting card, please. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. 19.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, seeing none, the vote, you got the vote, right?
19.
Okay, now let's go ahead. Approval of OSB minutes. Are we prepared to go to approval of minutes in the last meeting? Definitely. Yeah, we have them. A lot of us have read them online.
Right.
Okay. I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting.
So moved.
It's been moved.
Seconded.
Been seconded. Is there any discussion?
Seconded.
The meeting at Echo Park United Methodist. Seeing no discussion, we can go directly to a vote. Those in favor of approving the minutes of the last meeting, raise your cards.
Raise your cards, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10, 11. Okay.
12. 12. 13.
Opposed?
0. Abstention?
1, 2, 3.
3 abstentions. Minutes of the last meeting are approved.
4. I have a question about the minutes.
Pardon me?
I have a question about the minutes. There are some appendices that say to be inserted and distributed at meetings. Do we have those appendices?
They were distributed at the last meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. The board has approved the minutes of the last meeting. Continuing with the agenda, approval of excused absences. You know what? For time, purposes of time, would you indulge the chair? We'll be working on a motion for excused absences. While someone's making a report, we're going to look at the excused absences and determine who's asked for excused absence. If there's no objection, let's go to agenda item 2, comments by the chair. I actually printed this out. I'm going to do this very quickly in 1 minute. Marty Oaklander has donated a sound system. There's a thank you card circulating. Who has that thank you card?
Great.
Marty has given a very expensive sound system to the station and to the LSB. We're concerned over the governor's vetoing of this funding for the center. In a little while, I believe Victor Naro is going to give us a 1 minute update on the reaction to the governor's vetoing of funding for the UCLA Labor Center. Number 3, I'm going to skip number 3 because it's coming up later. 4, during the programming oversight, I'll relinquish the chair to the vice chair because I'll be making a motion. 5, I'll be out of Los Angeles for August 3 to August 17th.
Who cares?
Okay. 6. Many thanks to all who worked so hard on the KPFK town hall meeting. That takes care of the comments by the chair. I will return for the August 20th board meeting. I don't know if I'll chair it, but I'll be back. Let's go on then to old business. Agenda item 3, old business, 20 minutes. Proposals for new committee. Okay, member issues committee, education committee, workplace issues committee, and committee structure committee, I guess. Chair recognizes Terry Goodman.
Okay, I've passed around a two-page printed copy of the same stuff, no changes, that was distributed at the last meeting. There's a proposal for a member issues committee, a proposal for an education committee, a proposal for a workplace issues committee, and a proposal on committee structure. I ask permission to waive reading of these. I ask for a second to all of them, and I ask that they immediately be referred to the governance committee.
I'll second that.
All of them? At once?
Sure.
Okay. The chair understands that the motion is to create these four committees.
No, refer the issue of these committees to the governance committee.
Okay, for follow-up. Okay, but not...
Including a general motion on committee structure.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Is there discussion? Ed?
Well, as long as it's going to the governance committee and it will be presented to us in form later on, it's merely what we're voting on as the subject themselves worthy of being referred to the government committee. And I see no reason why that.
Thank you. Any other comments?
Yeah.
Okay, we have a stack. Donna, Warren, and then Sonali, and then Perry.
My comment is, I agree it should go to the governance committee to facilitate these committees. I'm just wondering if the committees this year, how effective they are, and who will tell us that, because I don't want to create new committees. We're not doing the work on the old committee.
All right. Next on the stack is Sonali.
If one has a problem with the details of some of these committees, when does one bring them up, now or after the governance committee has processed them and spent a lot of time on them? For example, the workplace issues committee doesn't require a paid staff LSC member, but it does require an unpaid staff LSC member. But it's about workplace issues, so you know, like that would be, that immediately jumped out at me. So I'm just wondering, where would I express, if we pass this motion, issues that I have the details of this committee?
You don't have to be.
Okay, the stack now is Terry and then Lydia. Terry.
The workplace issues committee motion especially is overly complex. Just as an example to show what can be done in a committee motion, I expect all these motions to be simplified in the governance committee. People who have issues with the proposal to correspond with that committee, and the committee can change the motions around however they want when they finally bring them before the board for board approval and rejection, and the committee has a lot of work to do, so I will allow them to prioritize this according to their schedule.
Lydia.
Yes, the governance committees are public, and they were scheduled ahead of time and distributed previously to this committee, and I don't have it really handy, but also Terry always sends a reminder notice as well, and everybody is welcome, and that would definitely be the place. We welcome everyone's help. On the governance committee, so everyone knows, it's John White, Grace Aaron, myself, Jackson Aiken, Roger Zimmerman, Israel.
Let me just see if there's any further discussion on this motion. If there is none, we don't even have to call the question. We can go to a vote. Is there any further discussion? Seeing no discussion, we can go directly to a vote. But we will take public comment. If there is any member of the public interested in this motion, now I want to clarify to the public that it is a motion by Terry Goodman to refer to the governance committee the creation of four committees. They are not being created tonight, but they are actually being referred to governance, and they will be presented to the board later. And they are members issue committee. That would be a committee dealing with listener sponsors, members of the foundation. Education committee, a workplace issues committee, which deals inside the station, and a committee on structure.
It's not a committee, it's just a general, a special rule on committee.
Right. Is there any member of the listener sponsor community, listener who wishes to address this before the board votes?
Well, I'd like to second the motion.
Well, it was seconded. Okay. Seeing no member of the listener sponsor community rising to speak, we can actually go to a vote. Those in favor of Terry Goodman's motion, raise your voting card.
Please raise your pink card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and...
Opposed?
18.
18. Are those opposed? Abstention?
1. 1. 2. 2.
Marie, would you move that fan up so I can see what it says again? Okay, the motion passes. Let's go to agenda item 3, number 2, board training. Terry Goodman.
The LFB passed a resolution that we ask National for some of the money that it allocated to board training for our own training. But I don't know if there's been any follow-up because national committees have been pretty busy. I just wanted to point out that our passage of that motion means that the coordinating committee or the finance committee can go forward and find out if what the PNB meant when it passed the resolution authorizing money for board training was indeed to allocate some for stations so that we can now ask the interim executive director to authorize $4,000 or $5,000 for KPFK and then look for someone to train them.
Okay, just for clarity, is there a motion before the body?
No, it's just a suggestion to governance and finance. I'm not around the PNB coordinating committee and the PNB finance committee. One of you, please take this up.
Chair recognizes David.
I think it's got to be coordinating his finances up to our and well beyond. I'm on that committee. I happen to be standing around it myself. Coordinating finance won't deal with it right now.
Yeah, coordinating will take that.
Thank you. Okay, coordinating, and so no motion is before the body, so I believe that has been resolved. The coordinating committee has accepted that. Let's go to agenda item 3, number 3, motion on LSV listener comment line. If I'm not mistaken, Sherna Gluck is actually carrying that, isn't it? Isn't she?
Yeah.
Is it Sherna Gluck? Is anyone at the table, any board member involved in this initiative? Go ahead, Lydia.
She proposed it. I think that you approved it at the previous governance committee, and I think that now it has to go to the station if the station is not already ready to set up the line.
Okay, is the governance going to include this in their report tonight?
No.
No.
No, this is from the meeting before. So whatever we said last.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah, actually, it's going to be Jan and then Terry.
Well, this just brings to mind, I know that there were a lot of issues about the whole KPFK telephone system in general, and maybe if Eva might have any comments about what's happening with our telephone system. Because that would relate to getting the line, another line on.
Okay, motion on LSB listener comment line. Terry, may I call on the GM to make a comment if she wishes at this point before I go to you?
Oh, well, there's a comment here from Denali who just said...
I thought we had a comment line right now.
We do have.
That no one checked.
Well, I think maybe Jennifer checked it, but I'm not sure. Someone, maybe someone checked.
Jennifer?
Hey, Jennifer. Did you check the comment line at the
ABSK?
Okay. Okay. So
and
we have a comment line.
This is the LSB.
Wait, no, just a moment.
Sorry.
Yeah, just a moment. The chair is going to recognize Terry Goodman and then David Adelson. Terry.
The text of Sharon's motion is on the bottom of my distribution, my case distribution, and it is for specifically a governance comment line, not a case comment.
Yeah. Right, to deal with issues of governance and LSB and so on. David.
I got a call from a listener who said that they called the station comment line and got sent it around a little and then hung up on, the comment line wasn't actually a functioning comment line. I don't know if that's true. The only thing I'm concerned about with this is, you know, these things, if we don't actually have any follow-up on it, and we're already so full, then to say to somebody, hey, there's a place where if you call and do, you know, take your time, then we're going to take our time and something's going to happen. If there's not a way or a commitment to make it real, then we just wasted everybody's time.
Okay, I'm going to take Jan. I believe you had your hand up, and then we're going to resolve this and move ahead.
Well, I would say that the governance comments are probably mostly unlikely to be distinguished by a listener from regular comments. And to set up a whole separate line and, you know, think that people are going to, you know, slice their comments that, you know, apart, it seems to me a bit more than necessary. If we have a comment line, people should be encouraged to use that comment line. And comments that are related to governance
okay.
Just be shuffled over to us.
Okay, if there's no objection, the chair is going to recommend that because Sherna is not here, that we move this to old business for the August LSB meeting.
I oppose.
Okay, David.
I think we're prepared to deal with this. And to put it up and deal with it again when we'll hear exactly the same comments, I don't think it's a productive use of our time. I'd oppose tabling it. I'd like us to deal with it.
Okay, very good. Now, does everyone have the motion in front of you? I believe what you're saying, David, it should be voted up or down, right?
That's my preference. I don't know what the body wants.
Okay. Lamont.
I was going to say the reason about Dave and for the rest of us is because Sharon isn't here to fully explain why we need it. That would be a significant difference between tonight and August.
I'll defer if people want to take it up again.
If she isn't here in August, then we can just move ahead.
Okay, we're actually going to get a sense of the body. I don't know if this is kosher, but a sense of the body.
I'm not finding it.
Okay, some are not finding the actual. It's at the bottom.
Oh, no.
Terry,
I found it.
Yeah. I would just kind of like to get a sense of the body here. It's actually a tabling motion to table until the August meeting, this motion. Is there a motion to table before we vote? It's been moved and seconded. Those in favor of tabling this to the August meeting, raise your lovely, stunning pink voting card.
16.
We could
always tell Sherna that we're tabling it, provided that she's willing to man the line.
Right. Opposed?
Opposed? Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4.
4. Abstention, which I shouldn't even be calling for. They don't count. Okay, this will be tabled to the August meeting. I'm going to recommend that agenda item 3-4 becomes kind of moot because we could not handle some issues in executive. Here's the issue with 3-4. Remember, we approved two letters that can be, that were approved by the board around Ara's conflict with Hustler magazine. The question has arisen, are those letters being used? Are they being sent places? Are they being published? And a board member wanted a discussion around how those letters would be used. Are they being used? What's appropriate? And there were some aspects of it that were going to be discussed in executive session, and we did not do it. So it seems to me this should also be tabled to the August meeting.
Mr. Chair, can I just say one thing?
Yes, now we'll take a stack because this agenda item is appropriate. We're going to go to Maria, Donna, Maria and Donna. Maria.
Yeah, I don't know if this item was taken up in June for obvious reasons, but I did speak at length with Ara Bogado about this, and I had wanted to address the board about what she had said, and I don't, like I said, I don't know if this took up in June, but she felt very strongly that the very simple letter that was drafted by Don White was how what she felt most comfortable about being put out in support of her. The other letter, I don't think she felt necessarily opposed to, but I think she felt like it obfuscated what it was that ultimately she was looking for. So I just wanted that on the record, so that everybody here knew where Ara Bogado thought and feelings were.
Donna.
Okay, I just have a question, because after you wrote the letter, didn't we have a plan in place on where we were going to send them, who, when?
This is strange. My own impression, if I could just make an editorial comment, is that once the board approved it, Ara herself could use those letters as board approved, and her supporters and advocates could use them. But it was never a plan. There was never a plan, and there was concern on the part of some board members, like, how will those letters be used? So,
but are you saying that the decision was made that once we developed the letters, we would give them to Ara?
No.
She would do what she
No, no. They became kind of...
No plan.
There was no, because it was a public meeting, so it became...
Public record.
Public record.
Anyone can do whatever they want to.
And people could use them in any way they wish.
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, why don't we simply move that they are public records since we approved them, that they become part of our public record, and if Ara Bogado would like to use them in any way, shape, or form that she's welcome to, I would move that.
But I think we need to specify that Ara Bogado
is supposed
to
discuss this in executive session.
They're
public records.
It's already public
records.
Yeah, but I don't know what to be ready to executive session.
I don't think this is even something that could be an executive session.
Yeah.
Executive session is for personal and legal.
Okay. You know, I'm going to make a ruling because we can get bogged down. I'm going to make a ruling that I'm going to take a couple of the comments, but then I'm going to make a ruling. The obvious. They are public record and can be used by people as they see fit. This was in a public session. It's part of a public record, but I don't want to cut off because some people have their hands up. But in a moment, I'm going to make a ruling, and we're going to leave this agenda item because the issues that the board member wants to discuss would have to be discussed in executive session. I'm going to recognize Rodrigo. And then Marie.
I really think that we should, you know, solve this question today. It's been like for months now, we've been wasting a lot of time talking about what we're going to do about our situation. And the thing that we feel is that most of us agree that if she wants a letter, then she do a letter. But I wouldn't, you know, agree that we table or we go and make an executive session for this and everything. If there's a general sense that we all agree that something has to be done. If, I think it was like 4 months ago since we started with this session, No, and there was not told. The first thing was to say that the receiver was going to do a letter, and then no, then we were going to do a letter, send it to Hassan. I mean, you know, let's be less bureaucratic and more practical in this situation and solve this situation. I mean, we're going to have it. At the next meeting, I mean, we will be so
right.
You know, we have this thing to go again.
Okay. I'm going to rule in just a moment, and I think it will. I think it was Margaret. Yes. What's up? No, it was Marie. Excuse me, Marie.
Yes, Marie just said that executive session should be reserved just for personnel issues.
Right.
And what was the other one?
Financial or legal?
Legal.
Right.
So this is not. Is this a personnel issue?
Our
is this
personal.
A legal issue?
What?
Actually, the member of the board did raise an issue of its personnel. She's an employee, and so it became a personnel issue. But you know, we can get bogged down here, so without objection, I'm going to rule the end of this agenda item, because the issue of the public statement by the board, the two letters, that's public, ARA, her advocates, they can use it in any way they wish. The issue the board member brought up is a personnel issue that's not appropriate to discuss. So unless there's an appeal to this, and unless there's an appeal to the decision of the chair, this agenda item is closed and can only be discussed at the request of that board member in executive session. Let's go to agenda item.
Margaret.
Okay, we'll come to you in just a second. Let's go to agenda item 3.
Margaret.
It's Margaret, an announcement. An announcement on the forum.
Very, very quick announcement. The board members may remember that we reported a few meetings ago about a proposal to have either a forum or a community dialogue in South Los Angeles that would fundamentally discuss the issues of Black and Latino communities, which are known generally as Black and Brown communities. Of course, there are other brown people who are not necessarily Latino. We have met a little bit further on this. Every board member should have a copy of what we are aiming at, of having something in the poll, trying to coordinate it so it doesn't happen during the fund drive, with a target population being grassroots community participation and ownership, with an emphasis on youth outreach and participation. Also, in terms of coordination, it would be an opportunity for the Black Latino members of the board taking the initiative and lead, along with community-based organizations and networks of partners. The community must be integral to the planning of the event. And also, very important, an appeal to other members of the LSB to be part of this and to work with us, you know, in putting it together. In terms of the request of the LSB, obviously we need to work up a budget, you know, because we have to find a venue and that sort of thing, and would like financial support for the event, but we don't have an appropriate proposal now until the budget is raised, is determined, and the proposal is for it to be an LSB event, but along with community partners. So we wanted to just make sure the LSB had an update as to the discussion, one that's really vital, and especially for the listeners who are here, because it's vital that community organizations and networks be part of this and be integral in planning it and it being a collective effort. So that's
wonderful. Wonderful. And listener sponsors, you should get in touch with folks like Margaret if you'd like to get involved.
Right,
in
and there's others, Julie and Marie and myself were part of the discussion. Others have looked at it and may have some other comments and suggestions. You can also email comments and suggestions. We don't want to take up a lot of board time.
Julie.
And we're going to circulate a list, both through the LSB as well as through the listener sponsors. So anyone that's interested in being involved in this, participating, helping to organize it, please sign up.
Thank you very, very much.
Yes.
Okay, let's take a couple questions. Israel and then Donna.
Yeah, I don't have time on this item. The whole item.
Okay, actually, it would take a motion to extend for 2 minutes in order to accommodate these two comments. Is there such a motion?
Seeing none?
I'm sorry. We have to move ahead.
Yeah.
what we have now is we agree at this point to take some listener sponsor. Listener sponsor, I want to remind listener sponsors that unfortunately you only have 90 seconds, a minute and a half, and we're going to take as many as we can. Welcome to listener sponsors and to people who are here. The first listener sponsor, and speak up, please. Hurry up.
Hi, it's me. Actually, a couple of months ago, you're still not kind to one of our
Hi, everybody. My name is Lex Kessling. I'm part of the Soul Rebel Radio Collective. Many of you are, I mean, maybe not heard our show. It aired every Friday for, it was supposed to be 8 weeks, but it was not consecutive. It was 8 particular shows every Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. What our emphasis is and why we're here is to discuss and state the value of radio. We hear youth come up a lot and how we need to reach out to youth. And we're the only youth in this room right now. So our show was not given a youth-friendly time slot or a working-class-friendly time slot, maybe from 2 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon. That being said, we're very grateful for having this opportunity to put youth voices on KPFK. Youth in this community, youth in L.A., do not have anywhere to go for any kind of conscious radio. They have nothing. If you tune into any stations that are geared towards youth, they get 15 minutes of music and 15 minutes of bombardment from corporations, nonstop, consumerism. KPFK is essentially all we have in this community. It gives us real information. We felt it was really important that we put youth voices on the air and put youth pertinent information out to the young people in this community. And we're here to say today that we were given only 8 weeks with Soul Rebel Radio. We exceeded a lot of people's expectations, including our own. We received a huge response with the show, and we're here to say that we think it is of the utmost importance that Soul Rebel Radio continues. So we're here to basically ask for a resolution to be made within a month that Soul Rebel Radio either continues or not, so we can know what to do with our own show. The issue of black and brown was brought up. We touched on that issue various times within our show, and we were the only call media outlets and ask the young people in those high schools, why is this happening? And this is the only place you could have heard young people say why this is happening. The people in Jefferson High School, the young people about the alleged race riots that were going on. I realize I have 90 seconds, so basically, again...
You actually have 180 because Ariel gave you her 90
seconds. Okay, good. So again, we cannot overstate the importance of youth radio on KPFK. The only place young people can hear this on KPFK. We would like to have a once-a-week show, again, at a time slot that is both youth-friendly and working people-friendly, with a quality producer. We were given Aldo Bogado, who did a great job. From what I understand, I'm supposed to be the only, and I don't mean to stress the age issue again, but the only producer under 30 years old, which ties into what we're trying to do. So we would like a quality producer.
I'm going to give you 10 more seconds because we kind of... 10 more seconds. Close.
Starting the market, we established as a collective. We are a radio collective with roughly 20 contributors. We do not have a hierarchical system at all. We meet every Sunday. We make it as creative as possible. We have comedy.
Thank you.
Music. And interviews. So, we again.
Thank you very much. Now, you're Lex, right?
Yes.
I just want to tell you, at the turn of the century, I was young, Lex. thank you.
Which century?
All right, now, we're going to move ahead with more listener sponsor, and I have a list here. Hasnik?
So I want to begin. this decision to yield the time was decided as a collective as well. Again, everything we decided, every decision that was made as a collective. We met every Sunday to discuss the topic of the show. I'm going to tell you really quick what some of the topics were. We discussed, we scratched the surface of race and prejudice, of sexism, of what young people face in these high schools, for example, the military and prison industrial complex, vocational opportunities. We Every show had many youth voices. Every show was co-hosted by both male and female from our collective. We rotated the hosting. We touched on resistance in the U.S. and the anniversary of the riots. We decided to talk about what people were doing in the United States, what kind of resistance occurred. What we envisioned for this show, if it were to continue and become something permanent, would be that we could have a community panel that would exist as a base for active young people in the community to know that they can tune in to Soul Rebel Radio and not only be entertained, but know what else is going on among this vast sprawl of Los Angeles to know that over here they're doing this, and we can connect with them and build something. None of us are professional radio personalities. We all met through activism, through grassroots movements here in L.A. So,
your 90 seconds.
Thank you, Larry. Manuel. Manuel?
So, I'm Wilson Chesel, media coordinator for New California Media Media Service. I'll let you know that we are supporting the Solo Radio being in that big new station out there reaching out.
So show number 5 is military in the public school system. Again, so let me break down how the average show would look, right? It would start with the host to talk about what they were doing. Then we'd go in and interview with, for example, military in the schools. We'd talk to people who've been recruited. We'd talk to young people who were in the military. We did skits. The skits touched on, Arnold's name has come up a lot, the governor. We got on him hard through our skits. We discussed in show number 6, for example, feminism and patriarchy, a really deep issue. In an hour, we did our best to scratch on. Again, with a permanent show, we can bring an issue like this to young people that they're not going to get in any kind of healthy dialogue through schools or through mainstream media. We had a segment of our show called the Kilowatt Energy Segment, and that was basically another very creative and entertaining skit discussing environmental issues and how to conserve energy and how that works, and made it very applicable and understandable, and again, something youth are not going to get anywhere else. So again, we're here to say that we want Soul Rebel Radio to continue, and we want youth programming on KPSK. We don't want us to be the only youth radio show. We're not here to say, take this show off and put us here. We're just here to say that Soul Rebel Radio needs to stay permanent on KPSK.
Thank you, Larry. Miguel. Miguel, and don't tell me you're giving your time to my
I'll go ahead and say something else. Just to re-emphasize, on Soul Rebel Radio, to my understanding, is the only youth program that's on the air or that's been on the air, as to our understanding here on KPSK. And we want to continue with the show. We're very committed. We have over 10 people that are very committed to the show, on top of the other 10 that are kind of at the periphery of our show, helping us out in different forms. Friday at 2 p.m. obviously does not work for the youth, and it doesn't work for the working class people. So we would like a different time. And we want to emphasize the need for youth programming in general on KPSK. And just to reiterate what Meg said, we're not asking for anything to be taken off the air. We're not trying to turn that into a discussion about what should be or should not be on the air. We just want some kind of commitment from the local station board that youth programming is a priority to you and to ourselves. So what we're asking for, once again, is a resolution from the local station board. We would like to get a response within a month, if it is possible. So maybe a month from today or 2 meetings from now, however that would work. And we'd like to get a response as to the continuity of our show or the future of our show. And just to finish our thoughts, we are very appreciative of the opportunity that we did get, and we also appreciate everything that the station does. But within that context, we also understand that there's some things that need to be improved, and one of the things that definitely needs to be improved is outreaching to the young people. There are other shows that do reach out to young people, such as the Young Show, such as Panali Show, and others, but none of the other shows are produced for and by youth. So we really appreciate the opportunity. We want to continue to be a part of the family. And we look forward to the opportunity to continue to do the work that we've done for the last.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Now, we have 4 more on this list, and I'm hoping we can get those under the 11 minutes. John Doe.
You were discussing it, Mike Mahler. What are the issues?
Comment line.
Comment line. I'm sorry. stepping aside from the board's comment line, the station's comment line, I can understand. The NRC, the best thing to do is lose all these messages. The phone system at the station simply barely functions. I ran the front desk at least a couple of hours a week for most of the year, and the phone system failed invariably. And I'm sure everyone that's employed in that station is very happy with that for the most part. But we have a board-approved phone system. We had the repair check on our Xerox machine said it had reached one-third of its useful life. And yet, that Xerox machine got replaced. Why? Because nobody makes the money unless they sell new equipment. Our four-wire Toshiba system is being forced to be replaced, not because it's dysfunctional, because it's unprogrammable. Why is it unprogrammable? Because we contract with an outside vendor, which we contract almost 10 years with, and they don't want to program the damn thing. We don't want to program the damn thing, so we have an inoperable phone system because we ask somebody to program it who wants to sell us a new machine. That's how they make their money.
How do you know?
Because I was in the station for months and years. I keep track of these things. That four-wire system uses a separate pair for voice. If you run a radio station, it's nice to have a clean voice circuit. All the other systems, and they'll all be computerized, may be very compatible with the rest of the equipment in the building, and they may also have data streams that follow above and below the voice, and that's something that Toshiba doesn't do.
Thank you, John. Now, Dele.
My name is Dele.
Now, I do want to say, Dudley, you are on this list, so don't give up. For listeners, sponsors unaware, Dele has just been sprung from the Lancaster Detention Center after serving 5 months, and a committee here worked hard to bring him out. We're very proud of our...
Immigration.
That's right.
Jelly,
go ahead.
Immigration detention.
Yes, for those
of you. Oh,
it wasn't a crime.
Let me take the opportunity to have this meeting and this is the first meeting I'm attending since my release from the immigration prison. I'm glad to say that KPSK and Pacific approved that there is a community. I want to take this opportunity to thank the members of the KPSK community who participated in that directly in my defense or collectively, particularly for the leadership role of John White, the Theron, the Goodman, the Marijer, and the people of Methodist of Solidarity present. The immigration system has become a very dangerous machine for political purposes. That's one message I want to bring from the immigration. We have come to the crossroads in this country. When you come into confrontation with a local police officer, you are actually not just dealing with an LAPD sheriff or with a police officer, you are also dealing with an agent of IMF. And that is how my problem started. I caught the police officer with it and said, okay, there's nothing I will be able to do to you directly, but by the way, can I check your immigration status? That's what we came up with. But you can begin to see what is the tapestry of your fascism when local police agents now begin to act as immigration officers. But I want to thank the KPSK community because of the solidarity that you showed. All I can pledge at this stage is that every drop of blood in me, every breath of air that I have left, I will continue to dedicate people to struggle for finding the foreign official.